Hello, hello. This is Tom Arnisch of Arnisch Models interrupting this great podcast for an annoying ad again. If you need high precision tools, 3D models, decals or resin parts for hyper detailing, and I'm sure you do, then just visit my webshop www.anyz.io. Low priced worldwide shipping and even free shipping for many countries available. And believe it or not, all orders above 50 euros qualify for a free decal sheet of your choice. So hurry up! See you on the interwebs on anish.io.
Hi, I'm Scott, the creator and owner of the Scale Modeler Supply, Australia's largest manufacturer of hobby paints. Our premium airbrush-ready acrylic lacquer paints are designed specifically for use on plastics, with a comprehensive range covering all popular modelling subjects including military, aircraft, rail, auto, sci-fi and more. And not only that, but we also have a wide selection of essential hobby tools and now, Infinite Colour, our new range of water-based paints for miniatures. So to check out our range and to find your closest retailer, please visit our website at scalemodeler.com.au. So when quality matters, choose SMS paints.
There are dogs.
What is the dog?
Welcome everyone to this special episode of the Sprue Cutters Union. Today we are joined by Vladimir and Jan from Eduard, and they're here to make a very special announcement. We're really pleased to have them both here. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah, we are a little bit tired actually, because we gave our Christmas presents to our people in Eduard, which is a lot of people, so it was a lot of work. So.
Did you dress up as Santa Claus, St. Nicholas?
Santa Boss.
Did you have a party as well?
No party this year. just a short meetings with people from each division. So we are ready with the half of them actually today.
Is everyone at Eduard very excited about this new announcement?
I'm not absolutely sure if everyone, because actually there are many people in Eduard who still don't know what will be this announcement. You know, so.
Wow, we get to know before some of the people at Eduard.
I think at this moment there are maybe five persons. Six persons, maybe. Who knows? Who knows what this new will be? What should be? Yeah. So it is really deep secret at this moment. Yeah. It is not absolutely commonly known thing.
Wow. So. Man, I feel even more privileged now.
And as I promise you, you will be the first outside of Eduard who will know it.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
I'm going to open the window and shout out.
My neighbors will just be like, shut up! Okay.
I'm on Facebook right now.
Okay, so it will be P51D masking in 72nd scale.
That'll be very popular, I think.
I think so. It has to be announced or introduced on the market. So it will be released in June. In June 1st next year, so it is in approach, because it is from our point of view, it is very close to be released. Actually, this kit will follow our quarter scale release, so it will be very similar in the markings, structure of the kits, and so there will be the five version. also the later versions with the keel on the tail. Mm-hmm. And there will be also F-6D photo reconnaissance aircraft. Yeah, so it is the basic structure. Yeah, there will be also Mustang Mark IV, the British one. So it will be very similar, like in quarter scale. Yeah, the kit is a little bit different because it will be more simple, not so complicated like a quarter scale kit. So, for example, the cockpit will be simplified with less parts. There will be not too complicated installation of the radios, for example. And there will be just three right side on the cockpit with different combination of the radios upon the versions. Also, the back side of the complete cockpit will be simplified. It has to be one or two parts only, which is much more in quarter scale. The same is wheel well. It will be also more simply than in quarter scale. There won't be the separate ribs, for example. All will be just one part. What is other change is fitting of the landing gear leg, which has the new joint point, which has been more strong than in quarter scale, so it could be more user friendly, I think. Yeah. So it is basic information about the kit. Okay, so I'll try to tell you a little bit more about the kit and what we are preparing, how to introduce it and so. So our plan for the introduction of the kit is that we will have the small air show in Pilsen airport, or airfield is old military facility. And we do have new Mustang in the Czech Republic right now, which is a little rebel from 352nd Fighter Group. And we would like to do the introduction of the kit with the introduction of this real aircraft. So it could be interesting for the modelers, I think. And because there is the other thing, that we will have also P-51B in quarter scale in May. So we will do the introduction of both kits together in Pilsen. Yeah, it is similar what we made. Maybe you saw some videos from Pilsen presentation of Spitfire Mark I 3 years ago. Yeah. So it could be an interesting occasion. There are two Mustangs right now, both in the colors or 352nd fighter group, which is interesting. So maybe we will get both for this presentation. So
nice.
This what could be fine. Other thing is that we would like to have the special edition of this 72nd scale Mustang for IPMS Nationals. So it could be also interesting for American modelers, I think, then.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so, yeah.
We are going to bring three very American items to IPMS this year. So it could be nice, let's say.
Well, I know Edward always makes a big splash at the IPMS Nationals. Everyone always talks about it. And to bring three American items, yeah, that's going to be huge, I think.
Yeah, which could be this one, P-51D in 70 scale, P-51B in quarter scale, in Profi Pack edition, because there will be a limited edition introduced in May. and ProfiPEC in August. So it will be first time in, for the sales on IPMS Nationals. And our plan is to bring also B17F in quarter scale, which will be original HK model, HK kit, but in Eduard fashion.
Yeah, those will do very well.
The 172nd P51D, something that was a small issue on the quarter scale was with the cutouts for the machine guns on the wings being very close to the landing gear bay, the holes for the landing gear, they were very, very thin parts. Is the fairing for the machine guns going to be molded onto the wing this time to make that a bit stronger?
There is a little bit different different way how to fix it. I haven't it in my pictures. It's difficult to explain how it is done. I tried. I may prepare some pictures to show it, but not now. I must ask my designer to prepare it. It will be more simple, and I believe it will be better. There will be better fit. Yeah, than in quarter scale. I think it is very, very similar, like with new BF109G and G6 especially. Yeah, because it is also made on the base of old quarter scale kit, but the 72nd scale kit has much better fit and a new approach to some parts. You know.
It's important to say then that it's not just a shrunk version of the 148 kit. It's been rethought and redesigned.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it is not slightly redesigned, but it is the complete redesign. Yeah, because when we do rescaling, we use maybe 20-25% of the job, or we save just the 25% of the design job on the base surface, actually. But the inner of the parts is absolutely different thing. It is new designer, actually. It is not that we just the shrinkage the quarter scale. It is not true. Yeah.
You said the cockpit was simplified, but it looks very, very detailed still.
Yeah, it is maybe half parts, actually. Maybe even less. You know. So it is what we want to have, that the 72nd scale kits are much more simple than quarter scale. Mm-hmm. However, we still keep the high level of the details, and we keep the differences between the versions. Yeah, so there is not more simple because we don't have the different versions, you know, correct differences between the versions. Yeah. It is correct, but it hasn't so many parts like the quarter scale kits. Yeah. Other new thing is the cooler, which has full equipment of the inside part, and it fits very well inside of the surface. So it will be even better detailed than a quarter scale kit.
Impressive. Yeah.
And also the fitting of the landing gear, it will be much more stronger, I think, than in quarter scale, because it was not too perfectly made in quarter scale kit, I think. So
it looks phenomenal.
It is that, yeah. And thinking how to explain how is a solution for the machine guns, but it is not clearly seen from this picture. But it's the same like in other parts, like landing gear well, or I think it is more clever, let's say, than in quarter scale. And other thing is that in quarter scale, machine guns were not perfectly done from the technological point of view. So there is different technology used for this section.
Yeah. I know something Will complained about in the 148 was that the wings have all the panel lines. They are not puttied. Are the wings on this one the same with all the panel lines, or are they smooth? How have you handled it?
There is a basic panel lines because actually the Mustang hasn't absolutely smooth wing. Yeah, so there is what is visible on the real subject. It will be visible here, but there are no rivets in the parts which are, I haven't worn, no. No,
putty,
this is felt.
Yeah.
So it will be smooth. So there are rivets only on the areas where are rivets seen on the real aircraft. That's it. Yeah. And the fuselage has the rivets everywhere because it was done on the masting.
It was just the wings, wasn't it, that they partially filled?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and there were also different styles of surface, a different style of surface finish on the different part of the wings. Yeah, I think there were three or four different styles, so it is quite complicated on masting.
Now, there's a few very strange people out there who build aircraft in flight. Could it be built with the wheels up?
I don't know. The design is made for the open undercarriage. Mm. Yeah? Yeah. So it is surely possible to close the inner side, inner part. It could be open and close. I'm pretty sure. I'm not pretty sure if it's possible to close the whole undercarriage and let the wheel inside. Probably not. Yeah, but I'm not pretty sure how does it work, because I never fix the possibility to have a model with the closed undercarriage. Actually. Yeah.
Wow, there's just a very few strange people that do that.
Yeah, so I don't think so that our customers close the undercarriage on their models.
I think if that's the thing you want to do, then you have to understand that that's not what the model is made for, and you have to do a little extra work to get what you want. It's not the job of the model-making company to cater to everyone, just to cater to the majority.
I always say that such problem skilled modeler fix himself.
I agree.
Well, I'm sure you'll know this, but as soon as the announcement goes up, someone will immediately say, can we have it in 1/32nd? Because no matter what scale you announce, they always say, oh, can I have a different scale?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's a great announcement.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for... choosing to let us put this out a little bit earlier than the official announcement. We really do appreciate that. And I think people are going to love this kit. I think it's going to be really popular.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very popular. I think your plans for bringing it to the US Nats is, I think, going to be very good.
It's really impressive that although the construction is simplified, as you say, the detail isn't. The detail is as good as it is in 148. It's just less parts. And I suppose if there's less parts, the fit is easier because there's less to go wrong. Less parts means less potential for engineering problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think there could be sometimes problem when the people see our kits, especially in 72nd kit, they see many parts. Yeah, And they think it must be complicated kit, which is not true. We put many parts in the box, but it is because they are parts for various versions. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You can see our 72nd scale Gustav right now. It has many parts, which is to be used for G10s, G14s. It is not to be used for G6.
It's not all one kit.
Yeah, and we put it in the box together because for us it's more simple to produce everything in one frame than to split it to more frames and to do the complication. It is too complicated for logistic. Yeah, this is much more easier. We have one frame to be used for all Messerschmitts. It is much better than to have many of the small frames for various versions.
Yeah.
It is the same. It is valid for the Mustang and the other future kits.
You mentioned there'll be different versions of this Mustang. With the spine, the keel on the, is it the D5NA? Will that be a separate fuselage or a separate part with the keel? Or how are you going to tackle that later on?
For D5, you mean, and the others?
Mm.
Yeah. There will be two fuselages for D5 and for the others. Yeah. And it will be the keel is one part with a whole tail, vertical tail, I mean.
Yeah.
So it is also simplified. Comparing with quarter scale kit.
Because some companies, when they've tried to do that, provide the variants, have made it really complicated.
Yeah.
I think the old Hasegawa tail.
This is same solution like on Messerschmitt 109 in 72nd scale, where the tail, vertical tail, is in one part, and it is to be glued in the fuselage. Yeah. Prior the fuselage is closed, yeah, and there is the opposite angle of the joint point, and when you close the fuselage around the tail, it pulls the tail inside of the fuselage. Yeah, it fits perfectly. Try it. If you already have some Messerschmitt, try this this thing. I like it, yeah, because it worked perfectly. And when it is glued, it fits so that it looks like one part, actually. Yeah.
Nice.
And the same is used for Mustang.
Hopefully the reception of the new Mustang will be as good as the reception on the Messerschmitt.
Yeah, I think it will be by the sound of it.
Yeah, the idea is that we will have the couple of Messerschmitts and then we will immediately follow with Mustang, which could be interesting for 72nd scale lovers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it is a good combination.
Yeah, exactly. Adversaries, you know.
Yeah, and we do have two other projects in the process right now. So I think... they could be absolutely happy a year later. I hope. At least.
All right.
All right. I'm going to bring this to a close. I want to thank you very much for choosing us to make this announcement. I think, as Tracy says, the reception for this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get my hands on one and build it for sure. And I'm not even a 72nd builder, but it's just a beautiful kit is worth building regardless of the subject and scale. And it really does look beautiful. So thank you very much for telling us about this.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Tetra Model Works are a leading producer of premium photo etch sets for all kinds of modelling genres. From armour to ships to aircraft and more, they make some of the best PE you can buy. And I know because I use it myself. I love it so much I even sell it in my own store. The design is outstanding. Sharp and clean detail, well-designed folds and easily constructed assemblies. Easy to use, their high-quality brass is just the right thickness and strong so it won't break on you. Their sets provide the maximum of detail, but never with parts you don't need or can't use. Instructions are clear and very easy to follow. Sold in hobby stores around the world, just look for Tetra Model for the very best in photo etch and accessories. You can find a full list of their distributors at tetramodel.com. That's Tetra, T-E-T-R-A, model.com.